Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Leviticus chapter 6 verse 12 says, God said, fire must not be put out on the altar. It must burn there daily. So your first assignment as we wake up daily to see the dawn of a new day is to turn to Turning Point and use that to pray and also receive from God. You can do that while lying on your bed or sitting beside your bed on the chair, walking up and down. Take the phone to your restroom if that is what you do when you wake up. After listening to Turning Point, then take the Turning Point prayer booklet and do the Bible study, the short Bible study for the day. Then follow the outline of how to read the entire Bible through in 1 year. Using Turning Point booklet will grow your knowledge in God's word and also develop you spiritually. Welcome also to Thursday, day 15 in February 2024. Please open your hand and your heart for today's prayers. Be responding with amen. I receive it. Be confident. God is with you. His presence shall surround you like a shield. Whatever you call shall answer to you this day. Your turnaround and rising to the top will surprise your onlookers. Both your friends and your haters we wonder at God's doings in your life. Who is this? Who is this? You shall no longer run from pillar to post to get things done. How many listeners of me today have businesses, outfits, shops, offices, practices, platforms, network, ministries? You have products you are selling or pushing, goods and services for sales, a career you are building up, properties for rent. I have an urge in my spirit today to pray for all these people that I am mentioning. Do this. Find something to represent those areas of your life. What you are connected to. What is making you money. Documents, items, tools, photos, photo shoots, invoices, receipt booklets, letterheaded paper. Find something. Corporate certificate, anything. Then be responding with amen. You shall not be small. As 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes grew to feed multitudes to leftover in the wilderness, I prophesy your investment will grow astronomically. God will send destiny helpers, business partners. God will send buyers and customers, clients from all over, nationally and internationally. God will enlarge your market. Despite the economic challenges all over the world, you will make your highest turnover this year. I prophesy. Corporate clients, mega sales, mega contract. You shall soon be paying tight in 7, 8, and 9 figures. The days of small, small, little, little, struggling to make it, those days are over for you. The same inexplainable growth, expansion, and acceptance this commission is enjoying all over the world come over you today. Pull your right ear a bit. Let me speak to it. Receive grace for good news. If you are sick, lay your hand on that part of your body. All those in hospitals or caring home or centers, I prophesy divine health. The healing hand of God come on you now. Please be healed. Your healing is released. Say amen. Say I am healed in Jesus' name. Yes, you are. Exercise your faith. Try to do what you couldn't do before. You will discover that God has effected a cure. Everybody raise your swing full for alert upon alert prayers again today. Good people will remember you and give you good money today. Your market and product will sell. Those owing you will come to pay in Jesus' name. As you start receiving alert and payment and sales, please remember your tithe. Pay your tithe and sow your seed as a priority. With joy, it opens the door, bigger things will start coming. February 15th, celebrant, your birthday prayers. Be blessed. Your birthday is blessed. You shall live long and live well in Jesus' name. Now, let's receive knowledge through teachings. Wow, there are so many issues here that I will have a lot to respond to, but for time, time is a challenge here. Anyway, let's see how many we can take today. First one, sir. A parent in my school is asking me to date him and have a child for him. He said his wife has agreed for him to have another child because they have a daughter together and she can't give him another child anymore. Please, what's your advice for me, sir? I'm 37 years old and no relationship. Wow. Oh, no. Oh, no. You can't do that. Don't do that. It is not scriptural. It is ungodly. That is going into another woman's space, another woman's home. Which woman will want another woman sincerely and honestly to take her husband away from her? Then what is wrong with having a lone daughter? What's wrong? A daughter well brought up, excelling and doing well in life is more than 10 incorrigible sons. Tell that man to be contented and happy with what God has done for him and his wife. Block his phone. Believe God, your own person will locate you soon. Next, good day, Daddy. I want to ask what one can do to those papers you ask us to write and sign and keep in the manchu. Are we to keep adding to them or discard with them after a while? God bless you, Daddy. Wow. Oh, you can discard them if you want to do that, or you can keep them in your shelf or somewhere as a reminder. Whichever way you are comfortable with is okay. Because as God leads us, we are still going to be writing a lot of things and putting in the mantle. So whichever way you go about it, it is okay. Next, good day, TPGF members. Please, concerning the 43-year-old man with diabetes and poor erection, simply go for natural food supplements, sir. They are good and powerful. I'm a living testimony. If they are interested, I will connect them to the nutritionist. God bless you, sir. Wow. Thank you for this contribution. Whoever desires introduction to a nutritionist, please let us know. We shall send such information so that you can be fully advised on your request. If you are 40 or 50 years old and above, please talk with a nutritionist who will profile your health status and advise you on the correct diet. I have a nutritionist that advised me on what I eat or what not to eat. They are very helpful. Next, someone else is still on this. For the woman that complained about her husband having diabetes with weak erection, my advice is for the man, he should start losing weight if he's overweight. Start smoking if he's smoking. Eat healthy diet. Do exercise daily. And try to reduce stress and anxiety and place himself on herbal stem. He mentioned the product, which we don't want to mention on air. It will help to boost and repair the damaged cell, the nerves, and the blood vessels, because that is type B or type 2 of diabetes that cause erectile dysfunction in most men. More grace, Daddy. Wow. Thank you also for this contribution. Anyone that wants us to connect them to these contributors, please send to us and we will connect you privately, personally. Remember, all medication should go with ministration. Now, he mentioned physical exercise. I want to comment about that. That's also very important. I do 1 hour, sometimes more than 1 hour, smart walking and jogging in our estate daily, 4 days a week. I woke up so early to do it, 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. or to 7:15 a.m. The benefits are enormous. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 8 says, bodily exercise profit a little, and I add, little is much when God is in it. At 68, I do this regularly together with my wife. We do so. I have not been hospitalized or lay on bed one day in 52 years. Grace of God. Physical exercise, good diet, mosquito-free environment, enjoying what I do, prayers, one day a week fasting, checking up my vitals with medical doctor regularly. Those are the secrets. I open up my life for all of you. Please do the same. 52 years, no sickness, no hospital bills to pay. I like it. I recommend the same to all my listeners. Next, good morning, Dad. Please, how can I bond or unite my children of age 12, 10, and 7 to avoid future regret? I do notice fighting among them. Wow. Well, at age 12, 10, 7, children will naturally argue, quarrel, and disagree on issues. But please establish a family altar where you bring all of them together to share scriptures briefly, daily, maybe 4 or 5 days a week, and pray together, teaching them God's word, oneness, morality, and how to be bonded as a family. At a point, let each one of them also lead the family in a short prayer, not more than 15 minutes every day. Then prayers are not openly loving one, preferring one to the others. All parents, do not let your children drift apart while still under your roof. Punish them. Please rebroadcast it to all of your contacts. Do so daily. Let God use you to enlarge this family. Today is the D-Day, the Prayer Mountain Service Day at Goshen Land, Living Spring Chapel, opposite Allen Bus Stop, Allen Interchange, Ikeja. TPDF members and listeners in and around Lagos leave home early to beat traffic. Don't miss Prayer Mountain Service today. The focus of prayer today is so powerful. It is called winning in life's battles. Anointing to win in all battles of life. Health battles, cancer, migraine, terminal diseases, marriage battles, place of war, business battles, market battles, financial battles, immigration, legal battles, life. In all areas, there are battles. After today's anointing, your victory shall be established and guaranteed. Anointed mantle shall be given out for praying and doing miracle for free. Bring your water bottle, your anointing oil, your pinch of salt, your passport for visa, baby things, wedding things, all of you abroad, issues about your immigration and your work and your family. Two services, 7 to 9 a.m. first service, 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. second service. Come and invite others. The two same services we host simultaneously are Dominion City, Ibadan, Kolobo, Abeokuta, Oshobo, Akure, Port Harcourt, and Uyo. TPGF members in all these cities connect to those locations and be attending. Telephone number for more information is Dupe on 0806-478-8392. Do so now. Dress in your complete TPGF kit to the Prayer Mountain Service today and to every other place you go. Obtain your own TPGF kit. Chat with Dupe on 0806-478-8392. And those in UK and Europe with Pastor Franklin on 07956-504-536. Do so now. Pay your tithe. Send your seed. I pray for you all the time. May the glory of God cover you. May the power of God announce you. What God cannot do does not exist. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. TPDF, truly blessed. Bye.